another brother.
All right.
There's far too many.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Luke. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. How are you doing, my friend?
Hey, man, it's been a while.
It's been a minute since you and I have done a little radio together.
Yeah, man, you know, we go back to when you were a starry-eyed young guy. who came into, you know, what was the call?
I was at WTTN. WTTN, WRRD when we had our fun. And I want to thank you, man. You were one of the first hosts that, you know, let me make a bunch of mistakes and get good at this.
Oh, man. you know, man, it's always good to see you. You have moved up to bigger and better things. Of course, you get to spend your time at the Taj Mahal and in Madison. I've got to get up to the Taj Mahal, man. I haven't seen it.
You got to come visit us. I don't know. You might be, you know, making it out to be a little bit more than what it is.
Maybe a little bit. I heard. I got to get up and see.
You got a lot going on in around here, though, in southeastern Wisconsin, man. You're a busy man. You're hard to find any free time to go do any traveling.
Oh, man. No, man. But we're going to do some things. I'm going to be moving around the state when the weather gets warm.
All right.
Again, I first got to make it up to take a look at the beautiful digs in Madison.
Yeah, we'll be happy to have you.
All right, so we got a lot to talk about this morning at 9 o'clock. As always, on Thursday, we're going to be joined in the pharmacy. Dr. Umar, the pharmacist, is going to be joining us as he does every Thursday at 9 o'clock. In the meantime, we're going to start off with one of my favorite guys and best friends in all the world, and a guy who I love dearly because, you know, he's a fighter and, you know, he's a brawler, actually. And, you know, that's who I am. None other than, and let me say this before, we bring him on. Fresh Water for Life. And Robert Miranda, we go back. I've seen him in action. I've seen him fight for people who couldn't fight for themselves, and he's always out front doing those things. Man, that's who I am, and so we have that in common. We spend a lot of time. And you're Milwaukeean by birth, or where'd you come from originally?
Chicago.
Well, we ain't gonna hold that against you. but Robert Miranda, Freshwater for Life, is back in the studio, all as well with the world. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine, Earl. I'm doing just fine.
Man, you are here for something other than flat today, and for what's happening with, you know, the leaded water and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
In July, Milwaukee is going to be hosting the Republican National Convention, and you'll be there applauding. And is that why you're here to tell people how excited you are about the fact that the Republican convention?
I'm just gonna stand there on the corner of Wisconsin Avenue, stupefied and dumbfounded by how we can host a criminal syndicate like the Republican National Committee.
So,
lending the legitimacy of the city of Milwaukee to a crime family. I'm sorry. No, I can't. I just gonna have to sit there and just look at this like amazement of what is going on.
So it sounds to me like you're opposed to the city of Milwaukee hosting.
I don't care all this talk about economics.
And you're not alone in this. Just so people are aware, this is not just something that Robert Miranda is saying.
No, I'm glad there's other people out there because, you know, it's been weighing heavily on my mind since they first been talking about it, you know, and it's, you know, and I've made mention about it in the past. I've written a little bit about it as well. You know, that, you know, a city like Milwaukee, Wisconsin, with, you know, all of its all of its flaws, especially for people of color and especially for Black community in Wisconsin, hosting an organization like this Republican Party to come to the city is really an affront. It's really just a slap in the face on all those issues that have been over the years harming our communities, harming our people, harming our families, and, you know, to basically make it look like that this party has been a friend to Milwaukee to get us to host these people to come in is just really a sad state of affairs for us. You know, I mean, that's the honest to God truth about how people on the streets, how the people in Milwaukee feel about this.
You know, but Robert, the mayor of our city, Cavalier Johnson, has publicly stated that there's $200 million.
Where? Is he using voodoo math? Is that voodoo math?
Well, he clearly has stated that
$200 million
is what Milwaukee stands to make, and that his actually these were his exact words. So we're not fabricating anything, and this basically is PolitiFact, a fact check. Mm. The $200 million estimate was based, and this is again from the mayor. A $200 million estimate was based on numbers from the 2016 Republican convention hosted in Cleveland. One expert notes that the estimate is certainly wildly exaggerated.
Yeah.
A comprehensive study looking into the economic impact of multiple previous political national conventions suggests that hotel revenues, for instance, increased by $20 million on average for most host cities. In 2020, before the pandemic upended plans, the plan for the Democratic National Convention was to be here. And so, you know, we lost it. Mm. And I think there was an appetite. People got excited. They thought, well, a convention is a convention. It's going to bring the same money, whether it's Democrat or Republican. Mm. And so I think the fact that we didn't get a chance to have that is one of the reasons why the mayor and the other business the people in the business community said they wanted to accept it. But isn't there a difference between the Democrats and the Republicans?
Of course there is. There is a difference. And, you know, I would argue that the Republicans would make sure that their people understood that there was a difference. You know, try to host a Democratic National Convention in a solid in red city in Texas and see what happens. You know, it just
or in Florida.
Yeah, I mean, it just really is sad that, you know, now that this party has been completely taken over by a criminal family. You know,
so explain that because you said that two times.
Well, you know, the Republican National Committee is now controlled by the Trumps. Laura Trump, the daughter-in-law of Herr Donald, is now the co-chair of the RNC, and they got a puppy that put as a co-chair. And so she's already out there making noise about how they're going to expend a lot of resources towards the legitimacy of the elections. In other words, we're going to put a lot of money towards the elections so that we could send our goons to all these election areas and make sure that they intimidate and scare the hell out of all these election commissioners to make sure that we get our votes counted the way we want them to count it and to challenge all of the other votes for any discrepancies that we see in their votes.
So you don't see it from the mayor's perspective that it gives the world a chance to see how great Milwaukee is.
If they really wanted the world to see how great Milwaukee was, then lift the cameras from not being taped at the conventions from the police. lift all those progressive ideas of police accountability that you're going to establish when the convention's here so that the people do not see what the police are actually doing. You know, we've got for the period of time, the police are not going to be required to have their body cams on. You know,
So for people who don't understand what that means, Robert, what are you talking about with the body cameras? And they're going to remove the body cameras or turn them off.
Right. They're basically what it is that when police come in contact, for example, with protesters and stuff, they usually have the body cams that they have on them on.
Right.
So that the interaction can be recorded for any kind of court endeavors or any kind of charges or anything to support what police are saying. And that's basically one of the things that they're going to relieve the police department here from having to continue while the convention's here. If you really want the people to see what the people of Milwaukee are saying, I would say to all the organizers and all the protesters coming to Milwaukee, make sure you bring your own cameras. Make sure you bring all of your social media and make sure you bring a whole lot of lawyers to these demonstrations, because there's going to be all kinds of efforts to silence your voice and silence free speech against this criminal entity coming to Milwaukee.
844-967-2789 is the number. My guess is Robert Miranda of FLAC. And we're having a conversation about the Republican National Convention that is going to be here in the city of Milwaukee in a matter of months. And the preparation is already underway, and our police chief was just in D.C. saying $50 million is not enough law enforcement support for what is coming down the pipe. 844-967-2789. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. My guest is Robert Miranda. What say you?
My bags last night, pre-flight, 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is my good friend Robert Miranda from FLAC. And so our conversation is about the fact that the Republican National Convention is going to be in Milwaukee later this year. And there are clearly people and entities that are opposed to this.
Mm-hmm.
And there were from the very onset of it. Our mayor has clearly stated it puts Milwaukee in a national spotlight, and he wants to be able to show the nation how great a city Milwaukee is, you know, especially downtown, and the changes. They're going to dust everything off and polish everything up. And
and strengthen the police force very nicely so that people can see what a city under police control looks like. Yeah. Yeah. I can see him wanting to showcase how a police state would look. And that's not really the showcase that we need to get out there. What we need to get out there is how the Republican Party in Wisconsin has put a stranglehold on the city of Milwaukee. What the Republican Party has done to Milwaukee, and show that the Republican Party here in Wisconsin has never been a friend of Milwaukee. That is the real fight. Look, all we have to do is take, for the lead laterals, the lead pipes,
right,
the lead and water. You know, it's state representative and House Speaker Voss who has always stood against supporting and funding and helping Milwaukee remove this toxin from our water system. That's not being a friend and a Wisconsinite and an individual who cares about what's going on in Milwaukee. This is an individual who runs a party that has been always and consistently fighting and punching Milwaukee all over the state. And to host this party, and make it look like that they're everything just peachy keen with this party and the city of Milwaukee is just completely false.
So there's an article in the Boston Review, and the article says the right comes for Milwaukee. Why did the Blue City agree to host the Republican National Convention and to suspend a hard-won police reform for its duration? So Boston Review is a nonprofit and reader-funded entity. But this is all the way in Boston. They're right. Asking the question.
Right. This is people outside of Milwaukee who is asking these questions rather than where are our articles, where are our writers, why aren't our media putting out what Boston Review has just been putting out? This just tells you and shows you the kind of control that is being measured against media in the city of Milwaukee for not getting out those kinds of perspectives, opinions, and issues so that people can see that whatever the mayor and the Republican leadership is trying to portray Milwaukee as is all false.
So the mayor clearly stated that this is not political. None of this is political.
Well, that comes from, those kind of statements, when people say, this is not political, this is not about politics, that comes from individuals who are ideologically dysfunctional. They have no real stand ideologically on what's happening in our community and what's happening in our society. And especially if they're saying it while in politics, being part of politics, because politics is ideology that's competing against each other. And if you're saying, this isn't political, then what is it? Then what is it? Is it about selling out our city for the highest bidder? We got to put a perspective on here to show that, we as a community, as a city, have credibility and legitimacy. And to bestow it onto a political party who is being run by an individual who attempted to overthrow American democracy, that's a big deal. That's a big deal.
You know, I got to tell you, man, the last September or so, I think Donald Trump was here.
Right.
And he was at the FISA forum.
Right.
And I was with a group of people. They asked me if I would walk into protests with them. You know me.
Mm.
Right? So I walk with them, and we go down to the FISA forum. And there were, the MAGA people, and they were looking at us like, what are you doing here?
Right, exactly.
Right, like we were the people that were out of place.
Right, right.
And like clearly, this is our thing, and why are you guys here?
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. I'm concerned that even protests that people have a legal right to do in the nation.
The right to assembly.
Yeah. It's not going to be allowed.
Yeah. That's why it amazes me that not only the mayor, but the governor of the state would agree to basically suspend our rights as citizens to assemble and protest and share free speech against what is coming into this community that we see is not only a threat to Milwaukee and Wisconsin, but is a threat to the entire country. This is very, this is a very serious message that needs to be radiated out of Milwaukee, that it's not about just all the goodies that these people are bringing, because they're not going to be bringing much goodies at all. And then sure, and if there is any goodies going to be coming, it isn't going to be shared throughout the community. It's just going to be a handful of major billionaires who control the city who's going to get a big portion of it. But the idea that we are hosting, you know, a political power in this country that is dead set against the American way of life, the American democracy, is just a real slap in the face to a lot of people who've defended and upholded the Constitution and the democratic values of this country.
Robert Miranda, a veteran, Vietnam veteran,
Beirut.
So a Beirut veteran, 844-967-2789 is the number. Your thoughts? Up next, news, weather, and sports.
And I think it's going to be a long, long time. And I think it's going to be a long, long time. And I think it's going to be a long, long time. And I think it's going to be a long, long time. And I think it's going to be a long, long time.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, hey, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
So, Robert, when do I interrupt
There's
this?
No time. Oh, man, it's no hard. It's hard, man. Jose be lighting that fire, man.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. If you're just joining us, we're having a conversation about the Republican National Convention coming to the city of Milwaukee. And this is an article, again, that appeared in Boston Review, and the title of it is "The Right Comes for Milwaukee."
For Milwaukee.
And this summer, Milwaukee, Wisconsin will host a Republican National Convention. Thousands of Republican acolytes will converge on the city, one of many urban centers that the GOP has consistently disparaged as liberal, black, and dangerous. The selection of Milwaukee as the site of the convention portends conflict. Attendees steeped in the white nationalism permeating Republican Party rhetoric on everything from immigration to gun laws will encounter the denizens of a city that they have been taught to despise and fear. Many Milwaukeeans, in turn, will be protesting against the attendees' presence and against the RNC taking place in their city at all. And that really is at the root of this, that people aren't focusing on or paying any attention. There's going to be tension.
Yes. Yes.
There's no way it can't be.
Right. You cannot hide, and you cannot just ignore decades and decades of assaults by this party against the city of Milwaukee. You know, and to try to do that is shameful and should not be tolerated. You know, and the people who've always, even before Milwaukee was a contender, it was like Nashville contending and all these other places. You know, people were saying, do not invite these people to Milwaukee after they have done to Milwaukee what they've done all these decades. You know, what you are basically doing, by allowing this party to come into the city of Milwaukee is to basically acknowledge that they were right about what's going on and happening in Milwaukee. And so we're going to come together and work together to repair what you say is wrong, when in fact, what they were saying was always wrong.
You know, Robert, you and I live, it's our beloved city. And they say, and they've said, you know, Milwaukee is, you know, one of the most dangerous cities in the entire nation. And that if you, and you shouldn't, especially if you're from outside of the city, you take your life and limbs into your own hands coming into the city. This is the message that they've been saying
all over the state.
To Milwaukee. And yeah. I've always said about Milwaukee, and I've always said to people who say those things, especially the legislature and all these other folk, Scott Walker and all those people would say those things. And I would say, it's amazing. When Summerfest is here,
everything's just fine. Yeah. Nobody stops them from coming
When the Bucks are playing,
everything's fine.
When the Brewers are playing,
everybody come on in.
So
the Deer District is humming. Let's go ahead and bring everybody in.
Yeah, so downtown, the entertainment district is fine. So how can you say that it's the most it's dangerous for people to come into it when people come into it for entertainment all the time?
That's like it's saying, you know, it's dangerous for me to bring my sheep into the rural area of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to bring my sheep in there. Not from what I hear about what you guys do to sheep.
Right.
You know, I mean, is that what goes on with sheep in those areas? You know, again, it's just the stupidity and the ignorance to even say things like that. Not knowing that the reality is far different. Yeah, there is issues. There are crime. You know, you have a city that has over 500,000 people in it.
Right.
You know, not everybody's going to be singing Kumbaya. Not everybody's going to be holding hand and strumming heavenly tunes. There's going to be some issues. There's going to be some conflict. You know, there's conflict and issues in small cities.
Right.
You know, everywhere there's going to be. It's just that for some reason, this Republican Party has decided over the decades to take a couple of those issues and amplify it to ridiculous, outrageous issues that never exist in the city.
You know, Robert, and then when you add easy accessibility to weapons, that clearly people in this city have been pushing against.
Right.
You know, that the weapons are too easily, possessed and gotten in our city. We don't bring them in. Somebody brings them in. There are laws that make it possible for 14-year-old kids to get their hands on guns.
That's right. They're not establishing any kind of laws or anything that would target the transportation of guns into these urban areas that they say are dangerous. They're not even trying to stop it.
Right.
You know, they're just flooding the areas with guns. And so for them to continue to say, oh, it's dangerous. Well, you're helping making it dangerous by not introducing laws and bills that would target the transportation of these things and stop them from coming in so that children do not get their hands on it. You know, it just the hypocrisy on this whole thing. This is not, you know, we're missing a great opportunity to show off the flaws and the lies of the Republican Party in Wisconsin when it comes to Milwaukee, and to just basically ignore all that and then have them come in and everybody's just smiling and doing all the things that need to be done to make it look like everything's just fine is a deceitful, dishonest, And is definitely the people in Milwaukee are not going to let that stand.
Well, you know, Robert, before we go to the phone lines, it came down in the final analysis to Milwaukee and Nashville for the Republican convention.
Right.
And Nashville said, we can't do it. The Democratic Party of Nashville. The Common Council of Nashville. We've got our own Common Council.
Right.
Our Common Council voted yes.
Yep.
They could have stopped it.
They could have.
But the Common Council of Nashville said, we can't.
We can't endorse that. Exactly. We cannot see us giving Nashville's credibility to a political system that is dead set against the American democratic way of life. We have a political system now that is operating with the leader who believe in a totalitarian rule and is building up a base that supports that concept. How can we as a democracy allow that to grow?
844-967-2789. My guest is Robert Miranda Flack. Your thoughts? Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. How you doing?
Good morning. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. The corporations are not. We need to get money out of politics. And, Robert, you are a breath of fresh air, because I'll tell you what, it's all smoke and mirrors is what they're going to be doing. In fact, I would even recommend for the city of Milwaukee, make sure you get your money up front from the previous occupant of the White House and his family, crime family. Otherwise, you probably will get stiffed because he doesn't pay back any of his bills. This is just a big I feel so this is where the Democrats go wrong. Democrats get. You know, when I hear the word bipartisan, all bipartisan means to me is both parties have been bought off by the same donors.
That's right.
That's what bipartisan means to me. And what I think is that you have to have some type of establishment of your actual values. And you know what? You don't go past those values.
Exactly.
I'm also the fact of getting along with people. But you know what? Let's start with getting money out of politics for all people.
I agree.
Then we can actually move across with different policies. And I am an FDR Democrat, and I believe that we need to be rebuilding. We need to be doing things for the communities. And LBJ, the Democrats in the past are the only ones that have done anything for the American people and the working people in terms of policy. And the Republicans have done nothing, but when they're spewing it, they're doing it.
Thank you guys, Tom.
Very, very much.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you very much for the call, Tom. You know,
and the emphasis when he says bipartisan, the emphasis is bi. That's what the emphasis is on.
You know, and I know that many of those in the listening audience are not in the city of Milwaukee, and they may not have a dog in the hunt.
Mm.
But the truth of the matter is, Democrats, whether they're in Rhinelander or Richland Center, or, you know, whether they're in Green Bay, wherever they are, what Republicans do and have done and what they've stood for is in complete opposition to what Democrats are fighting for.
Exactly.
And so when you bring in you're bringing in the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
And we hear these are people right now who are doing everything they can to prevent the nation from doing the right thing in so many different arenas, right, man. I mean, the budget, we can't get a budget worked out, for heaven's sakes. Yesterday, I spent time talking about them looking to cut Social Security and Medicare.
Exactly.
You know, and so, but yet these are the components of what the Republican Party stands for. So, right. So when they come to Milwaukee, do they suspend those things? Are they going to somehow change, you know, what they stand for, Robert? I don't think so. Well, so they're going to come here with the beliefs that they have, and we know what those beliefs are.
Right, right.
And so the other aspect of this is the trouble that we know is going to occur and how that's going to be dealt with. I said before we went to break that Chief Norman was in D.C. a couple of weeks ago, the chief of police for the city of Milwaukee, and $50 million is what they earmarked for law enforcement for these kind of conventions. He said it's not enough. He was asking for an additional $25 million from the president of the United States. He got, because he's foreseeing some issues.
He sees it, you know, these chiefs, they operate with intel. They understand what's being said in social media and all the other networks around the country.
Right.
And they see what's coming to Milwaukee.
Right.
You know, and they want to be ready for it.
Hey, guess who's coming to dinner?
Exactly.
You know?
and you know, and these people from around the country coming to Milwaukee ain't like people in Milwaukee. You know, some of them have a little bit more power of ideology than most people in Milwaukee. And these people coming, and they're coming not to play.
Right.
And the police, in their right way, should have the resources to be ready to meet if there is violence or attempt to damage property. Stuff. I'm not for that. But what I am against is to give police more power and to remove accountability measures on the police so that they can act without any kind of oversight or any kind of restrictions or any kind of protocols on dealing with things. That's where I take the line, because I'm not going to give the police. I don't want to give the police that kind of power.
All right. 844-967-2789. My guess is Robert Miranda of Flack and You. Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789.
That music brings some memories, man.
Hey,
I'm over here going back to the days in Sherman Park and the lit garbage cans.
It was, you know, man, we lived in a great music time.
Yeah,
right?
We did. That was some good music.
Yeah, man. It's still great, right? We played all these decades later.
We bring it forward,
great.
Man.
All right. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guess is Robert Miranda Flack. And I can tell you that as we come closer to this convention, Robert, we're going to be broadcasting from the convention.
Mm.
And you know, it really is, you know, there's going to be issues, and I guess there's always issues no matter what convention. But the fact that this is going to be happening, here's where I think when you say that there's going to be all of these financial resources that businesses are going to benefit from, people who may not know the city of Milwaukee, 2 miles from where the convention is, only 2 miles,
mm-hmm.
those businesses aren't going to receive any.
They're not going to see any benefits. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They mm-hmm. they won't see any aspect of it. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. How you doing, sir?
Doing great. Good morning, guys. A little wet, but we need to.
Yes, sir.
So we'll take it. You know, I got to tell you, I love your conversations. I love this one particularly. We the people have been getting the short end of the stick for a long, long time. We have smoke and mirrors being thrown at us from the media. It's difficult to discern, you know, right from wrong, left from right, all right. kinds of stuff. But particularly what I want to talk about is this punting to the Supreme Court. This is a new era we're in. I think last year we had 27 pieces of legislation that made it through, which I think is the most do-nothing of any do-nothing Congress, certainly in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like they're relying on the Supreme Court. If you guys, are you familiar with Sheldon Whitehouse's work on the Supreme Court called The Scheme?
I'm not.
No, me neither.
Please write it down and look at it. This will blow your mind. It depicts the architecture of in the takeover of our Supreme Court. I'm here to profess that I believe it's already happened. The takeover has already concurred. That's why we see so many things being handed to our Supreme Court to rectify or to solve, if you will, but they're not solving much of anything. It's been captured, and they did it through the money is speech, corporations are people, Supreme Court, flawed Supreme Court decisions from 76 and 78. So I just want to remind people that there's great information out there. The Scheme by Sheldon Whitehouse, you can find it on any YouTube. It talks specifically about the architecture of the takeover of our court systems. Ladies and gentlemen, they've done it. They pulled it off.
Hey, Mike, thank you. I'll take a look at it, and certainly we'll be talking about it. You know, Robert, as we get close to wrapping this up, there are going to be protests. Mm-hmm. People, even from outside of the state, are coming in to protest.
Yeah.
So they're going to have a law enforcement from all over the state of Wisconsin.
That's right.
What happens is,
mm-hmm.
It's not just the city of Milwaukee. There's a broader scope of law enforcement that has to be organized. FBI, all those
Everybody's
people,
coming.
CIA. Yep. And so there's like a net that'll be cast over.
That's right.
The city.
That's right. It'll be a net that's cast over the city, and it'll be a net that is cast over to protect the very political system, the very political party that is out there undermining our American way of life, that is undermining the American democracy, that is establishing and has established a leader that has, in just bold terms, said he is going to be a dictator. He is going to run this country as a totalitarian dictator. He is not hiding that. He is not. And to turn your back on those statements against this dangerous individual, against this individual who has conned and grifted and has just hoodwinked the entire population of people that follow him and treat him as a cult leader, to turn your back on that and then to give the city of Milwaukee legitimacy to this politically infested crime political organization now controlled by this family of criminals. Okay, because the head of the family has been indicted and charged with over 90 felonies. You're going to tell me that the city of Milwaukee's legitimacy and credibility should be handed to this political party? That is shameful.
All right, CJ, quickly, go ahead.
Find it shameful. Thank you for taking my call, Earl. What I find shameful is the hate speech that I hear coming from this gentleman, because this is what is continuing to divide, and that's why your party has to keep race and hate at the forefront. So, sir, you are so wrong. This country is in dire straits. We're on fire around the world because of this president, not the one that's going to be reelected.
Sure.
Amen.
And I'm sure you're one of the tourists that went over at January 6th to sightsee at the Capitol. Very nice.
Listen, we're done. Robert, thank you as always, man. You and I will touch base again long before the convention gets here. Always good to see you. And up next, I'm going to be joined by Dr. Omar, the pharmacist in the pharmacy on the Earl Ingram Show. Up next, news, weather, and sports.
sunshine in the halls of Shabbat.